This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is about the entire organization, specifically Shane and Dable. There is nothing else that needs to be seen now. He fired his final salvo, going to Jackson Dart. Dart looks great. The team continues to lose. The Giants need to make significant changes this offseason, if not sooner. But that's where I'm at with this team.
Cue the band and start playing taps. It's absolutely over. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted, and I'm no longer doing it. Like, having the conversation, well, if Dart plays well, you know, he can save Dable's job, and even if Dable's job is not saved, well, maybe Joe Shane can stay. Nonsense. It's over, as Sal just said. It is absolutely over. And you know when it's over, because let's face it, guys, we've had a lot of practice identifying when it's over with local football teams. But when you have players, I'm putting the glasses on because it's a bit of a long list here, right? When players start leaving the locker room early and players are questioning everything before they leave the locker room early and franchise icons bashing star players, which is what happened later. And I don't even know if it's bashing, being just very honest about, you know, the Carl Banks, Dexter Lawrence situation last week. Now you have the planes overhead again. You have opposing fans taking over the stadium. The head coach sounds utterly defeated. It's over, man. I mean, there is really nothing else to say. Can somebody please get a towel? Please, and just throw it into the center of the ring to save this pathetic franchise, this once proud, iconic franchise that is an absolute train wreck that nobody believes in. Nobody, they have sucked the life out of the Giant fan, and it is unequivocally over.
And realistically, it should have been over a year ago. And we wanted to prevent this exact scenario from happening. Had they made the decision, like we talked about they should have, based on what they saw for 3 years, Shane and Dable wouldn't have been around. Now, they wouldn't have done this anyway, because even if they did fire somebody last year, it would have been Dable, not Shane, which still would have been a disaster, maybe even worse. Now the hope is that they get both out. And by the way, I'm not even so sure they would. But last year, after seeing them for 3 years fail miserably and get worse as the years go on, they should have fired Shane and Dable and had a new regime pick a different quarterback. Because now they got to pick a quarterback, and while the quarterback is a success and a hit, they shouldn't be around to see this thing through. And now it's a new regime with a quarterback that they didn't select, as good as he might be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are no guarantees he's going to be great. But for those people that are hanging on to, while I know that Dable and Dart can work together offensively, dude, you got to look at everything else. Like, there are no more arguments to be made the other way. And even if they won 8 in a row, which they're not going to, I still don't think they're any good. Like, this is now the third straight season they've started 2-7.
Check.
They went to Jackson Dart. The idea was, imagine, BT, had they tried with Russell Wilson to win some games and we're here at 2-7, mm-hmm. and now they go to Jacksonville. Like, it was either going to happen week four, it was either going to happen now. At some point, we were going to get the final evaluation of what Brian Daboll and Shane were based on what Jackson Dart was going to be. The problem is, Dart's a hit, but they still continue to lose. I mean, they're 2-4 with them. They're with a rookie quarterback. It's over. That's it. I can't talk about it.
I know. I mean, it's – I really It, that's why I said, I mean, get the band, start playing taps. They're, I mean, it's over here. You're right. So the other thing, too, is a lot of, well, not a lot, but some people will still hold on to the notion, which at this point I believe is laughable, all right? You know, wow, I mean, Jackson Dart, I mean, this relationship with Daboll, and do you really want to risk that, you know, maybe regression in year two? Guys, I mean, please, okay. So you look at inherited quarterbacks, right? How the Bears doing right now with a quarterback that nobody really thought was that good, who now suddenly is doing some pretty decent things with a new head coach. How about Drake May with a new head coach? Granted, Vrabel has a track record, but like this thought that you can't disrupt the marriage of Dart and Daboll is really some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. Jackson Dart, if he's healthy, all right, for the next however many years, is going to be, let's tap the brakes and not say a superstar, but a hell of a player, no matter who's coaching him. Honestly, but I believe that.
But it's not an ideal situation, because you'd rather have a head coach and general manager who selected their quarterback and then develop him the way that they want from year one or whatever year that is, but all together and then move on. So it's not. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have success with Dart. I'm just saying that, like, dude, this was predictable dating back to a year ago. It's not the ideal situation. So I do understand why some people would say, be hesitant to move on from this combo. However, you'd be an idiot to think otherwise.
I don't know who the hell is saying that. If anybody's saying that, please say it louder, because I don't hear it anymore. Here's what we heard about the Giants. When the Dallas Cowboys came in a couple of years ago and just smashed them to smithereens 40-0, that was the night that Andrew Thomas hurt his hamstring. Well, without Andrew Thomas, the Giants can't have a functional offense. Well, guess what, guys? Andrew Thomas is healthy. Andrew Thomas is balling. Giants still stink, okay? And then the other thing we heard was, well, look at all these, look at all the resources we devoted, whether it's draft picks or money, and Burns. God, Burns is phenomenal. But all the things we put on the defensive side, well, why have they given up 30 points three straight games? And, you know, this is when, and I knew it was over before this, but when they got the sack, the fumble, the pick, I know that they changed the call Abdul-Khoury. Well, wound up going down as a fumble, sack and a fumble, okay? Think about, guys, think about the first play that they ran from scrimmage. I mean, that's a seven-year-old peewee up the middle just to see if the offensive line could snap the ball and do anything in concert. Like, you know, at the lowest level of football, that is a losing play,
right. Which
means that is a losing mentality, which means this is a losing franchise. What you do, you got to know this. Even though the Niners are incredibly banged up and they got the backup quarterback and their O-line is gassed and they're missing three of their best defensive players, what you do at that point, because you know that you're going to have to score at least 30 points to win this game, at least in the neighborhood. You're playing for a three spot. There's a suddenness in football. This is what winners do. This is what dogs do. Wow, bang, we just snapped the field in half. Let's throw it to the end zone. Instead, up the middle, 1 yard. Up the middle, 1 yard. Field goal miss. Basically walk the plank and surrender any chance to win. Guy, I'm going to say this once, because I don't want to have to say this over and over, but I have to, and I know that you feel this way too. This is not personal, man. It is no fun getting on the job, on the air, talking about jobs. Nobody wants to do this, but this is the reality of what we do, because you're not idiots, and you know what you're seeing, and we know that you know what you're seeing, and what you're seeing is a franchise that is dead, that can only be resuscitated by change.
Play calling, horrific. The defensive effort, horrific. But yet, everybody wants to tell me how the Giants last year, like, that was the Giants' narrative. Well, we love the draft from Joe Shane. And my counter last year, and by the way, we don't have to yell and scream, like, I could sit back and say nothing today and just say they're 2-7 for the third straight year. Like, what more do you need me to say? You watch the game, they just got their ass kicked by a depleted 49ers team. It looked like the old Giants. And the excuse is no longer, well, we need a quarterback. No, you have a quarterback. You have a quarterback that's very good, and you're actually scoring points. So what's the excuse? You have talent on defense that I was told the Giants drafted well, and then they went out there in free agency and complimented
that. Yeah, they crushed it.
So then why BT and they continue to lose football games? Why are they 2-7 again? Why can't they stop the run? Why statistically are they one of the worst defenses consistently? It's not just scheme. Scheme may not be great, but whatever. Some of the scheme, some of the play calling not good. It's also the players. It's also the players' effort. It's everything. You can't sit here with a straight face and tell me that you don't think the Giants could do better than Brian Daboll. And at the end of the day, Shane and Daboll have gotten a fair shake.
Yeah.
They've gotten 4 seasons, multiple coordinators, multiple quarterbacks. Like, what more do you need to say? They stink! Good God! They can spin it any way they want. Oh, we drafted well. Oh, the new scheme. Oh, no. We need some time. Oh, no, we're hurt. You stink! 2-7's hard to do 3 straight years. I give you credit. How is that possible? To get the doors blown off by a depleted Niners team with Mac Jones as the quarterback with your big bad defense? Please. That is embarrassing. Enough. It's enough. I tried to be fair. We've had this conversation for 4 seasons with these guys. I was trying to be more than fair and back table as recently as this year with Jackson Dart. I believe that they were going to look different. 2-4 with Jackson Dart as the starter is unacceptable by any measurement possible. And the defense is an embarrassment with guys quitting left and right on plays. That, to me, is a coach thing. It's a player thing. It's both of them. Shane and Dave will have to go.
When you can't stop the run, now, obviously, part of it's born out of scheme, and we'll let others, you know, decipher and sift through that stuff, but you can't stop the run. That is, there's something inherently wrong with your team. I'm talking about the guts and the desire. I know that they want to win, so I don't want to get nuts here. Of course, they want to win. Everybody wants to win.
Coaches want to win. I honestly don't think some of the players.
Well, I was going to go there. Like, there's a fine line between accepting losing and wanting to win, but then there's a third aspect, and that's being incredibly resistant to losing. You know what I mean? Like, I think every pro athlete would like to win. They don't want to go out there and lose and have get mocked on social media. But the effort to prevent that from happening is simply not there. So when we're at this point, there's no other recourse. You know, although I'm sure we'll get some outliers, a single solitary figure that I can listen to today that's going to convince me that what was just said on this show was out of bounds or factually incorrect or unfair. They are weak. They are disengaged. They are poorly built. They are broken, and they are busted. And the worst part about that, well, really in a lot of ways the best part, because now there's nothing nebulous about this, to see those uniforms yesterday, to see the logo, to see the end zone, which looks so glorious. A stark reminder about what the Giants used to be. Until you watch them actually play football.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bradley is in Morganville starting us off. What's up, Bradley?
BT and Sal, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good.
Hey, I was at the game yesterday with my father, and, you know, wanted to go legacy game and all that, and I'm officially declaring today, and I've been as big of a Daboll supporter as I could. I'm completely switching tune. You guys are 1,000% correct. I'm done. I'm done with him. I'm done with Shane. And the people who are clamoring that, you know, get rid of Daboll, keep Shane. No. They both have to go. They both, because Slayton yesterday, you dropped the ball. You're paying the guy $36 million. I feel like a total idiot, too, because I vouched for this guy that he was going to step up when Malik Nabers got, went down with the ACL back against us, the Chargers.
He stinks. Slayton stinks.
He stinks. Yep. Yeah. Totally stinks. And, you know, and here's the other thing, too. You make that catch. I mean, they're not going to come back from the game. The game was pretty much over at that point. But you make that catch. Jackson Dart's not taking that last shot on his non-throwing arm. I mean, it's completely avoidable. You're off the field. That's probably the last time Jackson Dart's going to be on the field anyway yesterday. Like, you're off the field, and you have to worry about getting hurt for the rest of the game. And he takes an unwarranted shot in his left shoulder, like, towards the end of that game. It's just it's unwarranted. What? The guy's going to get hurt. I'm worried he's going to get hurt before the season's over.
Oh, God.
Let's hope not.
But thank you for the call, Bradley. Here's the other thing, too. I mean, think about, and we talked about this coming to the season, that, you know, basically Dart, whenever he gets out there, is going to have to save Brian Daboll's job here. So Brian Daboll, while he doesn't have a good record, is no dummy. He understands this as well. So what do you think? I mean, without Malik Nabers and without any real guys that are going to win very often in any individual matchups here, what are you going to do to try to save your job these last couple of months? Jackson Dart's going to go out there and try to make plays. And you respect that out of Dart because he is a gamer and he hates losing. And eventually that is going to elevate this franchise when they clean house here. But he is going to be run into the ground. Do we think if the Giants are down, I'm just throwing out a score, 24-10 and there's 27-10 and there's 5 minutes left to go in next week or the week after that, do you think that Dable's going to pull Dart? The answer is no.
And I don't think he should either.
We could have that conversation. Yeah, we could have,
Happened last night with Washington. With Danny Daniels.
That's 35-7. Yeah. That's even more egregious
and,
for sure.
And he's been hurt all year long.
He's been banged up too. But my point being is that, you know, Quinn's not coaching for his job. Dable is. So there's a desperation, and really, he's the only one, Dart, that could save us behind, at least in the eyes of some. Not for us anymore. We're past that. And when you have that at your disposal, you probably run him into the ground out of self-preservation, and that's incredibly dangerous. You can't have it.
You know, remember, too, first of all, I would not want Dart to get ruined, and you could already start to see it now. Not that he's going to be ruined as a player, but this is what happens. You get caught up in a losing culture and a fan base that is not happy and a fan base that's half there. And I'm not blaming the fan base. I'm just saying the reality of it. To a point where Dart in the postgame is talking about, man, I've never seen anything like that, a home game where you're outnumbered. Now, you could see also the energy from Dart from where it was week one of him being a starter to where it is now. And the longer that the losing continues, the louder the noise gets. Like, now you risk putting him in a tougher spot and potentially ruining him, which is something that the vicious Giants cycle and Jets, but we're talking about the Giants here, has done for years. It's got to stop. This can't continue any longer because now you run the risk of losing another guy. And now, by the way, even if you don't, and let's say they do fire Shane and Dable and clean house completely and you get a new regime in, now it's essentially year one again. Okay, yeah, you have some experience in the NFL, but a new system, a different philosophy, different energy in the building. Like, you're starting all over again. So I'm not saying that that would be the worst thing, because at this particular point, that would be the best thing. But the Giants continue to screw this thing up, even letting this regime make that pick and hang on for another year, which wasted everybody's time.
But I'd rather have this situation than the opposite. I mean, I'd rather have a good situation, but of two potential bad situations, I'd rather have the quarterback and a coach that I don't believe in rather than the coach that I believe in and not the quarterback. So, you know, that's why when I bring up the Bears situation and when I bring up the Patriots situation with Vrabel, now Drake May is obviously, he's a stud, but this is salvageable. And this isn't even really the day, I guess, to have that salvageable conversation because there's more football to go here. But I believe, like, if you get the right coach, I remember throwing out Lane Kiffin's name about a month or so ago to you, who coached him at Ole Miss. It's not, as much as it seems permanent and fatal and forever, it's not, but it could be that way if they don't realize that they must make changes. Mara has to know that.
Clem is in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Clem?
Hey, bud.
Yeah, it's actually Rockland County, but no worries.
All right, does that again. Clem in Rock. Let me know you, Clem. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I got you. No, so listen, man, and this, I'm going to preface this. I'm a Cowboy fan, so I'm a little biased, but I'm not calling Brian Dable dumb, but dumb Dable, if people still think he's the answer to lead the Giants, they got to be dumb and blind. The guy left Buffalo, Josh Allen got better. That's proven. Daniel Jones left New York, he got better. Under better circumstances with the Colts, I'm not saying, you know, the team is obviously better O-line, but I really believe Dable has pulled the blinds over all these Giants fans' eyes for the last few years. It's been beautiful watching him lead the Giants down this failed road again. And if they want to do anything, they need to change the coach immediately because they have some young studs. And it changed the GM also, man. He stinks. Giants stink forever. Cowboys. All right, I love you guys, man.
Well, there you go, Clem. I didn't really want to hear from a Cowboy fan there. They get their own issues here. But we get the point. And, you know, I don't think that Dable is the reason why, you know, Dable leaving made Josh Allen better. That's ridiculous. Also, how Daniel Jones looked yesterday. All of a sudden, Daniel Jones on the road against a tough team in Pittsburgh, even though the defense isn't very good, starting to look like Daniel Jones a little bit. So, now, the success that he had immediately still does, to me, speak to Dable not being able to maximize what Jones could do, or Shane not being able to put the right pieces around Daniel Jones to have enough success. Bottom line is, look at the record. Look at his record as a head coach. Like, I still think Dable could be a good football coach. I don't believe he could be a good head football coach. It's been one thing after another. By the way, can they get a kicker? Like, is that too much to ask, BT? It's year four. They can't stop the run. They don't score enough consistently. The play calling is ridiculously conservative. They don't do anything well. The special teams is abysmal. Even at kickoffs, I mean, you get in the Niners field position starting at the 40 every time. Like, come on, dude. It's a mess. Coughing up games that they shouldn't be losing to. The whole thing in total for 4 years. nowhere near good enough, it's over.
You know when you type in an address and you have different options, different routes?
Yeah.
Well, there's the route that we just went through, right? Which we have to because we have to be buttoned up and obviously hit everything for you guys. And, of course, we'll pound the phones all day about this giant misery. And then there's the route of the three that's presented to you on your phone. That's the shortest one. And here's the shortest route. Rather than talking about all the things they don't do well, what do they do well? What do the Giants do well? I don't know what they do well. They don't stop the run. They don't stop. They don't have a quarter. They don't have a top quarter. So when it's time to get thrown against, they get thrown against. They don't seem to really run the ball very well, certainly without Cam Scataboo. I don't know what they do. It's like, okay, well, thank God. If they didn't have Dart.
Correct.
If they didn't have Jackson Dart, this team would look more like an expansion team. More like an like you wouldn't even have broken plays that give you inspiration. You would have basically nothing. So that's where we're at. Yeah. We are at basically the end of the road, and it's brutal. It's absolutely awful.
Don't draft well. Don't develop well. Don't coach well.
Don't motivate incredibly well.
Don't win.
I know. Don't scheme well.
Yeah.
You know. I say that being again staying in our lane here. But think about what happened with Dallas. Think about what happened with Denver when you only rushed three, and obviously that's basic stuff. So this is a world of hurt on the Giants, and it is up to them. It's up to Mr. Mara, and trust me, I'm not telling him anything he doesn't know. He's got to sort through this, and it is a painful process, and there are contracts and real-life things that he's got to go through, and we respect that. But this slop, it's unacceptable. This is the New York Giants. This is not the New York Jets. This is the Giants, and look at where they're at. My God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So I had a weird dream last night. It did involve you as well, so I do want to bring that up.
You sure?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not all dreams are of the sexual variety.
So I had a good one last night, too, actually.
Who was in it?
Can't share it. I did. I swear to God, I had an interesting dream. Haven't had a good dream in a while. I had a good one last night.
Mine was so really wacky. Good. Wait till you hear this one, okay. Dude. And it felt so real. Right. Anyway, so we'll get to that later on. But we start with the Knicks. You know, the other thing about the Knicks, and you could pick on Towns, and I could say, well, I think it's Mike Clown. I don't think he's any good. It's a lot of different reasons to why we wouldn't believe in the Knicks as a championship team. But forget about championship team. Like, I don't even think they're going to represent the East in the finals. And that's what a lot of people thought, including Reggie Miller last night. Of course, he goes out there and says that, and then the Knicks lay an egg. Do you think they have enough shooters? I don't see it. For a team that's supposed to be a high-octane offense, I don't think they have consistent enough shooters on this team.
Yeah, I mean, Brunson's good, but he's a volume guy. But he's obviously good. OG and Bridges from the corner, really good.
Okay,
I wouldn't mind a sniper up top. I feel you on that. I think they're a little light in the shoot. Well, DiVincenzo would have fit in great with this team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of the guys coming off the bench. Now, Kolvik's going to be a 12 or 13 minute a game guy.
I mean, he's going to be really a non-factor.
I like him. I just don't like him on defense. I think he's going to facilitate and he's going to shoot okay. But I think that you look at their other players that are going to be in the rotation. Are fairly, they're either average or just not much of a threat from behind the arc. So I don't think that's wrong. I think they could use one more.
Well, for a team that is, I mean, think about it. For a team that has the you know, the contracts doled out the way that they do, for a team that is supposed to be an offensive team, like, I feel like they're just missing one lethal shooter. You look at the Celtics and they've got guys. You look at the Cavs, they got guys. Like, all these teams, it feels like, have at least one guy that is known for just being an elite shooter. Whereas with the Knicks, and I love, like I told you, I wouldn't trade Brunson for anybody. I just love everything about him. And I'm not just talking about his shot. You don't need great shooters everywhere. Brunson is a great scorer, and he's a good enough shooter. But where are the other shooters? And that's why I say using Towns on the perimeter could help with that. Yes, Anunoby and Bridges, when they're on.
Deuce, when he's healthy.
Okay, I mean, they do miss him. I know he's been out a little bit, so that'll help getting him back in there. You know, Yabusele can shoot, I guess, a little bit. He's been off to a rough start. I just don't think they have enough. You know, it's the same thing. Josh Hart, you know, Shamet. Come on, dude. Like, they just don't have the one guy who you're like, no matter what, okay, open three, he's going to hit it the majority of the time.
Well, think about this. And at big picture, before we get back to the calls, I mean, generally, you try to get an assessment of a team. And I'm not saying that these components don't matter. Certainly, you want to talk about depth, and you want to talk about rebounding and defense and shooting and experience and all the things that obviously matter in team building. But, you know, the lack of shooters is lower on the list for me, thinking of, not that I don't want them, don't get me wrong, but like when I'm looking at, all right, can this team win a championship? I really look at, do they have a duo that is championship worthy? And the biggest problem for this team is that I don't think that they have that.
So, but they've never had that.
I know.
Like, they didn't have it last year. They changed the coach. And now, again, we're saying the same thing. So, really, what's the difference? Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you could always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Lamar is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, man? Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you, brother. Go ahead.
I was just calling because I don't think – I love the show, by the way, but I don't think you guys are wrong as far as being optimistic about the platform that we see from Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys think it would be good for us to start the game off kind of like spoon-feeding Karl Anthony Towns, like easy shots by the rim? Because it feels like 18 possessions will go by and he doesn't touch it. It feels like he's a sleepwalker when the game starts. Like, he's not like a heavily motivated like Giannis when he starts the game. And I feel like we need to be like kind of make him like the hub to start, because he's kind of like not even involved until like the second quarter or like the end of the first.
I mean, Giannis's motor is just very different. And you're interesting.
Very high, right.
It's very high. Right. It's the exact opposite of Cat, who's basically, you know, he's a Ferrari and Cat's training wheels, basically. It's a different level of intensity and edge. I think that I can answer that both ways. I can really see both sides. So let's take Cat and what he just brought up. Would it be advantageous to engage him early and funnel the offense through him and get him going? Yeah, I mean, that's basic. But then the other thing could be said as well, you know, Cat along with Brunson are focal points of the opposing defenses, so why not let some of the other guys, while they're shading more attention in the direction of Brunson and Cat, why not let them eat to start and then let Cat and Brunson jump in a little bit later?
I'm not looking to spoon feed anybody, especially if it's a top star. Like, dude, go get yours. Spoon feed you. Go get it. You're a big boy. Go get it. Now, what I would do, and I've said this dating back to last year after watching Towns for a full season or midway through last year, like, I just don't think he's got an inside game. I don't know how anybody could watch basketball and think that Karl Anthony Towns has an efficient inside game. Now, there have been times where he's gotten tough buckets, and I like that. Okay, good. It's not like he can never do it. Mm-hmm. He just can't do it consistently at all. The one thing that's consistent about his inside game is the offensive fouls. He's sloppy. He's a turnover waiting to happen. He's an offensive foul machine. So why wouldn't you just want to put him on the perimeter, which could maybe clean up or unclog the middle? I thought that's what the Knicks were going to be anyway. A little drive and kick and move the ball around and have it end up in Karl Anthony Towns' hands, have him shoot. I don't care if he starts 0 for 4, continue to shoot from 3, because that, to me, is his greatest asset. And they seem hell-bent on trying to do both when clearly, to me at least, one is not working. He is just not an efficient or effective inside player on a consistent basis at all.
He's a modern big, is what he is. And most of the big men today, and, you know, for those of us who remember the old days, you know, we get it, and the evolution of the game is amazing. The athleticism, the ability to shoot from long range. But the modern big, and when you say he's a modern big, that's a compliment, but it's also not. Because what you can't do is just dump it to him 3 feet, to your point, 3 feet away from the rim and say, go get something. Because it's all arms flailing like a baby deer on skates. He does not have that. And I said the same thing in the playoffs, and I said the same thing during the regular season. I didn't watch him every night in Minnesota, but if I did, I would be saying the same thing the first 7 or 8 years of his career. So, like, he scores inside when he almost gets the ball, like, foul line extended, pump fake, and then has momentum, and then he still double pumps off the window, and it still looks a little wacky. No, he does not have that repertoire. He just doesn't.
Like, I'd rather have Porzingis than Karl Anthony Towns all day long. I think they're a little different skill set. Obviously, Porzingis isn't built the size that Karl Anthony Towns, meaning like the bulk of his arms and shoulders, like that strength.
That sheer,
well, he's not going to power guys down, but at least I know he could be an effective player on the perimeter or even above the free throw line. Like, Porzingis, to me, is at least consistent, and you know his base. He's not going to be out of control to the level that Cat is. What is Cat? Like, what is he? If you watch him, BT, you tell me what you think Karl Anthony Towns' strengths are.
I think he's an elite shooter for a big. I think that he is soft. I think that he is a below-average athlete that's offensively and also obviously doing anything on defense. I think that he's intermittently engaged. To me, he's a guy who plays downhill. And this always bothers me about athletes. Like, there are a lot of athletes, when things are going well, and you're hitting threes, and you're getting N1s, and you're getting dunks, and, yeah, flexing, here we go, yeah. Okay, what do you do in a half-court game where a possession here, possession there matters? Do you trust that guy to make a move that you trust where he's going to protect the basketball? And I don't. So all those things I said, really, I keep coming. He's very talented. I want to make sure we don't lose sight of that. We all know that. But he is careless with the ball, and he's weak, physically weak for somebody who's 270 pounds.
And to me, it's one thing. You mentioned it. He is a big who can shoot. I'm going to try to maximize that. Now, maybe Mike Clown is waiting for Mitch Robinson. Yeah, because that would make sense. You have Mitch play in the middle. You don't have to worry about the rebounds, the defense, and Cat plays on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but guess what? Tom Thibodeau didn't have Mitch Robinson at all last year until the end. So like, it's the same. And now you're relying on a guy who Mitch is never healthy, and even when he is, he has zero offensive game.
And it also doesn't solve the issues at the end of games there because Mitch Robinson, hack a Mitch, he's still going to shoot 40% for the stripe, which means he's on the bench, which means at some point, you know, with time ticking inside of a minute or two, one or two possession game, Karl Anthony Towns will have the ball in the post, and I don't trust him.
Steve is calling from New Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
How are you?
Good. I was a Tibbs fan, but I did feel like they needed to go in a different direction. I thought things got stale. You guys make some good points where there's a floor with Tibbs that you always can expect. And I think we're a little worried with Brown that things might get a little softer. But Towns, I think as long as he is here, is going to frustrate us. It's his style. He's a finesse big. But my point really is, Sal, I know you've worked your butt off to get where you are in this medium, and I give you respect and credit for that. But you to denigrate right away after four games, you're calling an NBA coach clown. It just comes off a real unprofessional. I'm not being holier and Mr. Purist or whatever, but just, I don't know, it just sounds really weak, and that sounds just like a punk move. Well, Mike Clown after four games.
Right.
Steve, you're
entitled to your opinion, and we respect that, and thank you for the call. If you listened to the show and you said that you did, then you know that I was not a fan of the Mike Brown hiring to begin with. The reason why I say Mike Clown is, and do the math, Steve, here. First of all, we're entertainers. His last name rhymes with clown. So it's not, and I even said, like, he's not trying to be disrespectful, and I know that it is. I don't care what you think. I'm going to call him Mike Clown because I don't think he's a good head coach. The bare minimum for me, BT, to be a good head coach, you have to have some kind of structure when you take over. And Mike Clown is just like, hey, look at me. I'm going to have fun with the media. And by the way, his former players have said a lot worse than what I said. They've called him a lot worse than me just joking around about his last name, calling him Mike Clown. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He seems like a guy you'd like to go hang out with.
I think sometimes it's too nice, which is part of the problem. We played the Matt Barnes sound last week.
Okay.
But a little bit too nice.
So that's part of my issue. That's why I call him a clown, because I can't take him seriously when you're too nice or you don't have the structure. And again, I'm not making just a decision on four games. It's coming into the season. I didn't believe in this. And I'm watching this team, and they look the same to me. If anything, even worse, because they lack structure.
I knew he wasn't going to run a tight ship. Like, I knew that. And I also think he's a really, really good offensive mind. Now, maybe what I did was I gave too much trust in the internal leadership of the Knick players to help maybe navigate some of his softness. Well, and maybe that still comes to fruition. You get Mitch back, you play a little tougher, a little more defense. But if Karl Anthony Towns is not engaged physically and emotionally, then the season's shot. And while it's only four games, we're seeing signs he's not engaged emotionally or physically. That's an early read. But that could be a fatal issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I just can't take it anymore. It's so frustrating, BT. This is the first, actually, Giants game that I got wrong, and of course I put money on it. I had the Bills yesterday, Steelers yesterday, and Giants, and I hit everything else. The Giants was the one game, and really they had no chance outside of the opening drive. After that, I don't care that they came back; like they couldn't stop them. But it's immensely frustrating when we thought that, and whether I was higher on the Giants than you were the rest of the way here, but we all thought that the Giants were back to being at least competent, competitive football team once Jackson Dart took over, beating the Chargers. Okay, even with the loss with the Saints, they gave them the benefit of the doubt. Beat the Eagles. Okay, here we go. Should have beaten the Broncos. And then it's just regression from there. Ass kicked by the Eagles. Okay, it happens. Ass kicked at home to the Niners. That can't happen. Who knows the rest of the way? To me, who cares? Like, I don't care. I literally don't care if they go 8-0. It is not enough to take a chance on Shane and Dable again. Now, they're not going to go 8-0. We know that. But even if they were to finish that strong or 7-1, whatever, it's enough. Like, there's nothing left to see for me with Joe Shane or Brian Dable. And I just hope that ownership is there, because my fear is that they keep Shane and let Dable go.
I don't see that at this point. I don't. Now, could a couple of wins change that? Yeah, I mean, I guess anything's possible here, but I think it's going to be really ugly. I remember saying to you middle of last week, I think there's a chance that the Jets wind up with more wins than the Giants.
Yeah.
I really believe that. So I think when you start hearing quotes...
God, that would be awful.
I know.
There's no excuse for that.
No, I mean, it shouldn't be. No, not when you have a two-game lead and you're showing, you know, before the Jets won one, and obviously, whatever. It's not about the Jets. It's about the Giants here. But that's just to kind of illuminate where I'm at with these Giants. And even going into the Niners game, I didn't think that they would look very, very good. I just think that the quotes now that you're starting to hear from certain players, you know, it is a very ominous sign. And you start getting to this point, and you're 2-7, and very likely going to be 2-8, and 3-11, or whatever. And the scoreboard looks less and less competitive. Guys start packing up, and they mentally check out. And I actually think more so, will they be back next year? I think the more direct question will be, will they finish the year? Will Dable get to finish the year? I think that that's now in play, because I think this is going to go sideways emotionally. I think that yesterday just sounded ugly from the players. It looked ugly. And I thought Dable himself almost seemed, sadly, resigned to his fate. Didn't offer much punchback, and almost like he knows it's over.
He's got to know it. There's nothing like... He went.
But you still can't show it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I know he knows. He's not a dummy. He knows it. But I think he projected it yesterday.
At least with Dable, he wants it. You could tell he wants it. And he desperately wants it now even more, because he believes in Jackson Dart. And he believes that he could have something here. The problem is he knows his fate, where I can't look at the players and say that all of them to a man want it. You look at the way that some of them played.
Banks checking out of a tackle. Obviously, okay. Lawrence, we touched on before.
You look at the way that they are answering the questions in the postgame. I don't, like, outside of Burns, and I'm not saying that he's the only one, but he's the one that I saw even last week, like with in Denver, the frustration that he has. He's angry, ticked off. That's how that's how you should be. Embarrassed. And the other guys are just like Dexter Lawrence, like, I'm good. I don't really want to play anywhere else. I'm good. And doesn't look like he's mad or embarrassed. Like, where's the anger? Where's the frustration from some of these
guys?
I'm
going to tell you what the answer is. They're used to it. When you get used to losing, that's what it sounds like, guys. When you get used to losing.
3 straight years, 2-7, BT, to start the year. Like,
yep. The resistance begins to fade. And it's almost a level of acceptance of your fate. And this is what it sounds like. And this is what it looks like.
BT and Sal on the fan. Charles is in Lincroft. What's up, Charles?
Hey, bud.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
How are you, Charles?
Good.
I'm good. I mean, I've been on hold for a little bit now, and you guys have kind of, you know, touched all the bases, is what I was about to say. I mean, it's not, you know, rocket science. They got to go, these two guys. You look at, and what you were saying, BT, before, I couldn't agree with you more. About people are trying to tell me, oh, you know, if Brian Dable goes, it's going to ruin Jackson Dart, or these guys need to be together. That's such a bad take for the people that are out there saying that. If Jackson Dart is good, he'll be good. As you brought up, BT, you've seen the examples with other head coaches throughout the league.
Yep.
This guy's a terrible head coach. Get him out. Why is Deontay Banks on this football team? Why is Darius Slayton employed?
Because Joe Shane drafted one and signed the other. I mean, that's why. So Joe Shane, too.
How about and then let's get to Shane for a second before you guys hang up on me. Why, like, some of the stuff this guy does is just undefendable, man. Like, that Bronco game, he should have been fired after that game. Why am I watching Graham Gano miss field goals still? Why? Why do they not have a kicker, Sal? There's so many things that you can point to, and yes, you said it, it's year four, and they're 2-7 again, and this team sucks again. Like, I've never seen such a long leash before for people that just have sucked and sucked and sucked. Like, you guys come to do a radio show every day. That's why you're at WFAN. What does Shane Bowen do at the New York Giants? What does Deontay Banks do? I don't know. Like, what are they doing?
Well, so
out. I'm sick of...
Sorry, go ahead, Charles.
I'm just sick of watching this garbage every Sunday, so I turned on Red Zone in the third quarter yesterday. I can't watch this.
Yeah, there you
go. I'm done.
Watch some real football.
I'm done.
There was some crazy action, and thanks for the call, Charles. There was some crazy action. We'll get to the NFL around the league a little bit and coming up after we break here. But, yeah, I mean, as much – you could be as positive as you want in the Giants, and I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt time after time again. I'd like to hear anybody in that building – defend not only some of the moves, and you could the people in the building were saying last year Shane had a great draft, and my counter was, well, then how come they haven't won games? Because usually good football players add up to wins. Like, somebody's got to be responsible. Okay, educate me. I'm just a loudmouth, know nothing fan. Then tell me how you could have great drafts, great signings, a great quarterback, and still suck week after week with the losses. Tell me how that's possible. And to the caller's point, BT, it's not 1 year. It's now 3 straight years of regression. Like, that's it. It's over. We don't need to continue to beat the dead horse. That should be it. And the question should... I do have hesitation saying that they're going to fire both. They better. I think that they should. I'm still not 100% sure that that's going to be the case. But once they do, then it could be about, okay, well, now what? Who's next to maximize what Jackson Dart?
There was a point where I thought that was possible, and I guess I still do. And really, more specifically, there was a point where I was willing to have that conversation where, all right, you know, you got to move on from the head coach. I think most of us kind of felt that. But maybe there's some evidence. Keep the general manager. I'm not looking to have that conversation anymore. With all due respect, you have to start over.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, you have to.
It's more than enough. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.